What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Go, you are on 98.5, and very good morning and welcome to the studio once again. Our regular guest, Sue Joy.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice. It's always delightful to see your bright, shining face.
And it's not because I bring food in. It's just my face, is it?
So what have you brought in?
See?
Straight into it.
We've got banana bread, and it's a brand new recipe up on my website.
I've eaten this before.
Published. Well, no, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, when I first walked in the door. Yes.
No, well, now, before that, we've talked about this, haven't we, banana bread?
You're thinking about the one that's in my first cookbook, The Joyful Table.
Yes. I've actually made that.
I know you.
And I've actually made it with great success. I'd just like to share with you.
Yes. So we have a new recipe, though. This is on the website.
It tastes different.
And it does. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of requests because people ask, can I cook this without eggs in it? You know, someone in my family has an egg allergy or different reasons why they can't eat eggs. It might just be for a short period of time, or it might be, you know, a lifetime thing. Someone has an allergy. And they say, how can I change this recipe? What can I do? And so I listen. And so I created this banana bread that is actually egg-free and quick, easy, mix in one bowl. I thought, well, let's make it easy. If people have got certain foods they can't eat, how about I just make it easy for them to make it? And I actually enjoyed playing around with this recipe, and I've actually tested it, I don't know, about six times.
Yeah.
And there's been lots in the freezer. Well, but brand new one for you this morning, baked last night.
I've just had my second piece, just saying. and it is absolutely, excuse me for eating, but this is actually incredible. Had you said... If you'd said there was no eggs in that, I actually would not have known.
No, you can't
tell.
You would not
know. Cannot tell.
And I don't know if people realise there are so much ingredients that you can use for a healthy egg replacement. Mm. I mean, there's plenty of egg replacements, powders in boxes on supermarket shelves, but just don't read the ingredients. I get too upset when I read what's in things.
That is beautiful.
So,
egg-free.
Yeah, there's lots of things that you can do, real food things, which we can tell people, and we can, you know, and I know people are thinking, but I thought eggs were good for you. Eggs are very, very good for you.
I love eggs.
I love eggs too, but some people have to avoid them, and they are packed full of the best quality protein that you can get. They've got 13 essential vitamins and minerals, omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, vitamin D, folate, B2, psyllium. I mean, so much stuff. So they are really, really good for us. But for some people, it is a real challenge. They have an allergy, and there's lots of different...
So this is a really good alternative if you have trouble eating eggs. How would that go if you tested that just under the toaster, just a little bit toasted? Would that work? Would that taste nice, you reckon?
Well, I actually think something like this. If you've got a sandwich toaster and actually lay it in it and put the lid down and toast it both on the same side, it's easy to slide out with an egg slice. If you put it in a toaster, you're probably going to drop. See, I've actually decorated it with some pecans on top and a bit of cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably going to have that fall down your toaster.
It's beautiful.
But I think just flat, put it in a sandwich toaster.
So that would not only, it'd warm it up a little bit without having it too hot.
Yes.
And it would just give it that
little toast on the outside.
Toast.
And much easier to slide off onto your plate.
Maybe we could try that after. Sneak up to the kitchen. So we'll take a break. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. My guest in the studio this morning is Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table. Back after this. Great song, Baby, I Love Your Way, and I'm loving this egg-free banana bread this morning, Sue.
Good.
It is just delightful.
You're supposed to enjoy what I bring in.
Now, egg-free, so there's no eggs in that. What was the egg replacement? This took a few experiments, a few tests.
Yes, lots of tests.
A few taste tests, I would imagine.
Yes, the family loved it, though. Yes.
Okay.
So they just, daughter-in-law would call in, a test. Okay, here's a loaf of banana bread. Do you want to check it out for me? Tell me what it's like tomorrow when you slice it.
Okay.
If it's still, like, moist, what did you think? And so one daughter-in-law had some at my house, then I gave her the next one she took home, reported back how well it sliced. She loved the texture. See, so my family is quite happy to do the testing.
Of course they are. I am too. Can I ask you, so with this one, you were trying to find an egg-free version.
Yes.
How many tests did it take to get to today? Like, was that 1, 2, 3, 4? Like, what does that look like?
This is the third.
Third.
But I've made it about 6 times now because...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that about average? It takes you about 3 or 4...
Minimum is 3. I will test a recipe a minimum of 3 times. But it could be 5 times until I'm absolutely happy with it.
Yeah.
But sometimes I might think, oh, this is brilliant, the first go, but let's have a little bit more spice or herbs or something like that in it.
Gotcha.
So then I will test it again. And then I'll also, and if one looks better than the other one on the outside, I'll use that for my photo because I do my own food photography, which I love.
Yeah, it looks amazing. And so that's where you would tweak the ingredients slightly, right?
Yes, I would be tweaking it with each one.
You might go from 1.25 cups to 1.5, for example.
Yeah, so with my first one of this, I felt like the second day, it became too moist the second day because I will let it sit. I will see how long will it keep in the fridge, how well it will freeze, and sitting at room temperature. So, yeah, I play because I feel like I need to tell people the most information I can give them.
So, you didn't use eggs? What did you use?
So, I used golden flaxseed meal. Okay. So, flaxseed meal is a great healthy substitute for an egg. So, I actually originally had 2 tablespoons. So, you'd use 1 tablespoon to replace an egg with 3 tablespoons of water.
Okay. Right.
And normally you would mix it. And the same with chia seed. You would ground chia seeds and... Yep. The same amount for either of them, and they're a healthy substitute. So 1 tablespoon to 3 tablespoons of water. But I want to make this really easy. Let's not mix it in and get our little gel in a cup. Let's be able to put this all in the bowl.
One bowl.
And have all the liquid already in there, and it can soak it up as I'm mixing it. Let's just make it really, really simple.
So, no, you didn't use a blender? This is just all in the bowl.
All in the bowl. And even the bananas are mashed in the same bowl. Everything is in the one bowl.
Clean up is easy.
So easy.
Well,
so I thought, let's just help these people who need to have no eggs and make it really, really simple. So it was just 3 large bananas, and I've written down 1.5 cups, the quantity, because we do need to have the right amount of moisture because we've got the golden flaxseed that we're going to have it soak up the moisture. Mm-hmm. So in my bowl, I just got a potato masher and mashed them up, lots and lots of my bananas. And then I put in 1/4 cup of maple syrup, and I use macadamia oil. It's beautiful oil. And it was just 60 mils. But if someone's got a mild olive oil, they could use that. But macadamia oil has just great health benefits and beautiful flavor. So I actually mix those in with the banana, and I put my baking soda, bicarb, my teaspoon in with that bowl, mixed it around. Now, why I did that, because I try not to use baking powder too often because it may not be gluten-free. It also may have grains in it because it has a flour in there to keep it free-flowing.
Uh-huh.
And it has an acid in there. So 1 teaspoon of baking powder is equivalent to 1/4 teaspoon of bicarb or baking soda.
Mm.
So I actually put my baking soda in, mix it around. It needs an acid to activate it, right? To make it right. So the acid is in the banana and also in the sweetener.
Right.
So you mix it, and I just say leave it for 60 seconds in the bowl, and you can watch it, my science experiment.
Right.
You can watch the little bubbles pop up on the top as it's activating it.
Nice.
So all that's in the one bowl, and then we're just going to throw in all the rest of our ingredients, our almond meal, our arrowroot flour, our golden flaxseed, some cinnamon and some salt, and some chopped pecans.
We'll take a break. Can we activate the can we activate the knife?
And just cut another slice?
Cut another slice, and we'll be back after Emma Mullings. We are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, author of The Joyful Table. Sue Joy is in the studio. We've been talking about this egg-free banana bread that you brought in today. Loved it. If you were egg-free, let us know. Text in 0429 985 985. Yeah. A lot of people aren't.
They are.
Which you have discovered. If you are egg-free, let us know.
Because, I create healthy food, hopefully, for people, because I can't eat grains or gluten. I don't have unhealthy, cheap oils, as we see oils, or refined sugars or dairy. So lots of people will follow my website, buy my cookbooks, because they're the things that they can't eat too. But it keeps popping up all the time, you know, messages from people, you know, do you have this in an egg-free version? Mm. Do you have a nut-free version? So, of course, that gets me moving again and start creating, because lots of people, I mean, there's children with egg allergies, but sometimes people could just have an egg within 30 minutes of being exposed to an egg, they get a reaction. And sometimes they're really severe symptoms that they get, but sometimes it can just be inflammation of the skin or hives they might get.
Right.
Digestive symptoms such as cramps or nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, things like that they could get. Also, some people start coughing like they have a bit of like an asthma attack, shortness of breath, tightness in the chest or wheezing.
Yeah, okay.
Nasal congestion, like runny noses and sneezing, people. But another one, which I've heard this a lot, is swelling of the tongue and the lips.
Really?
Yeah, and also sometimes people get like an itchy tongue.
Oh, yeah. from eggs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Dizziness, red and watery eyes. So it's a bit, you know, like a more like a hay fever allergy thing, you'd think, wouldn't you? And also confusion, like people get a bit confused and not a clear head.
Wow.
Yeah. So they can't concentrate so well. Yeah. But also people with an autoimmune disease, you find, will need to avoid eggs. And sometimes not always, but for a short period of time, eliminate it from their diet. Mm. Then they can slowly add it back because, because it wouldn't affect a healthy person, but the eggs, like the protein in it, can cross over the gut barrier, which it doesn't belong there, like into the bloodstream. So it doesn't belong, and they can get a reaction, especially people with autoimmune. So I did remove eggs from my diet for a short period of time, for several months, and then slowly added them in to see how my body could handle it. And, and I do fine, now. So
how many,
I healed my
gut
first.
So how often would you, like, you eat eggs now? And you eat it in your cooking?
Yes, and I eat fried eggs. Yeah.
How often would you? How many eggs, roughly, on a week or a month, would you eat eggs?
All right. So I'd eat eggs in my cooking.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that have an egg allergy can eat cooked eggs that are cooked really well. They can actually cook it. Have, say, one in baking because there's a lot of other ingredients in there, and it's very diluted. But they can't actually have a fried egg or a boiled egg that is too concentrated. So people have different things. But I can eat really now as many eggs as I want. I would have two eggs for breakfast, but maybe only twice a week. There's plenty of other things that I want to eat. My smoothie, my chia puddings, my granola. Why am I going to stick with eggs every morning?
We'll take a break. That is excellent. So we'll take a break.
Excellent.
We'll come back after
that.
This one. Was Taylor Swift on Love Story. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy has been with me in the studio every fortnight on a Monday at this time. Egg-free banana bread. Now, Sue, you mentioned earlier, this is, I mean, it's quick for you, right? I mean, you're doing this all the time.
Yeah, but I'm creating it, so I have to think, what am I going to put in it?
How long?
That does take time, this thinking bit.
Indeed. How long is it going to take me to make this, you reckon?
The prep time.
Prep time.
Is 10 minutes max.
I'll times that by two. But that's okay. I'm okay with
that. I mean,
that.
I time this. Get all the ingredients out on your cupboard, right? Then I time the prep. I've got it all there. So I'm popping it in. And so.
Hang on a minute. So just on the prep. So do you actually get the quantities all lined up?
No, I just get the containers out of all the ingredients that I'm going to use.
Okay.
In this 10 minutes is the measuring also.
Okay, so you've got them all lined up.
Yep, and I've got my measuring cups.
Yep.
I've got my tablespoons,
yep.
Australian standard tablespoons,
of course.
And teaspoons. Yep, all my measuring things out. I grab them quick out of the drawer, pop them there, go and get my ingredients out of the fridge or the pantry.
10 minutes, you reckon?
And that's this even in here, I even chopped the pecans in this amount of time.
Right.
So I had
okay.
my chopping board out, my knife. I had my container out the fridge with my pecans in.
Yeah.
And for the 60 seconds that I told you about activating the soda,
yeah.
I actually chopped up the, roughly chopped up the pecans.
All right. Okay. You know what I'm going to do?
What? You're going to test me.
I'm going to test it. I'm going to put the stop clock on.
Yes.
Exactly what you've said. And when you come in next time, I will let you know how long it took me to actually prepare for this one.
Okay.
Looking forward to this.
Okay.
So good. 10 minutes, you reckon. And then what about, and cooking for just under an hour?
Yeah, 55 minutes. This okay. was this one that I've got here last night that I cooked exactly 55 minutes. It came out.
Uh huh. Okay.
So let's right. just say if I've actually measured the.
Oh, I think that's your phone.
Oh, it's telling me yeah. what the weather is.
Hello, Siri. What's,
no,
what's
oh, yeah,
going
it
on?
Didn't. It can hear yeah, my yeah. voice.
It can. Oh, there we go. You got any messages or someone trying to call
no,
you?
I actually had it on silence. Oh, I'm not sure why Siri decided to interrupt me.
Thanks, Siri.
Yes, so we've just got the one bowl that we're going to mash the banana in,
yeah.
that we're going to put everything else in, but we just need to actually measure the banana. So they've got 1.5 cups. I've said 3 large, but just make sure you measure it because the liquid from that and the sweetener and the macadamia oil actually need to soak up with the flax.
It's going to take me 6 minutes to mash the banana and get the measurements right.
Oh.
1.5 cup.
All right. Well, maybe you can measure it first.
I'm going to test it. How will this go in the freezer? Once you've
Brilliant.
Made it, you wait for it to cool down in the freezer.
Yes, yes. And wrap it several times, write on it. Yeah.
Date.
Your date.
Yeah.
What's in it. And do it several times because you want don't want any, yeah, ice, frost. Yeah.
Yes.
But I just I did it mean. Last week. I just took one. We went down to visit grandchildren
yeah.
down south. And
in
we went down to Busselton.
Nice.
And I had already frozen one of the test ones.
Yeah.
I keep in there. So just took it down frozen, popped it in the fridge when we got there.
It's
it
all
lasted
set.
All week. Well, I did take several other things.
Of course you did. The car would have been loaded with food, but with healthy food.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
we're going to put a link up on our website today. So if your mouth is watering and you want to get your hands on this egg-free banana bread, it's a great recipe.
But
so
don't
simple.
Even worry if, like, I can eat eggs. You can eat eggs.
Yeah.
And yet it's an amazing, quick and easy recipe all in one bowl.
Mm.
So don't worry. Think that this is only for people that don't want to eat eggs.
You wouldn't know. Don't tell anyone.
No, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
I've just done this for people that struggle to find recipes
yeah.
with, you know, food that they need to avoid.
I love it, Sue. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks and I'll give you an update on how long the preparation
okay,
time
I'll be
took.
Waiting.
I can't wait. My guest in the studio this morning has been Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table. And if that recipe, we'll put that up on our website a little bit later today. It is the egg-free banana bread. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Stick around after 11 o'clock. I'm going to be talking to Caroline Deans, who is the director from Census. So looking forward to Census tomorrow night. Remember that one? Yes, it's on tomorrow night. Or you may have already completed your census like I have done, but we're going to have a chat to Caroline Deans after 11 o'clock right here on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.